The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Rome wasn't built in a day, and it certainly can't be repaired in a day. And these days, given the Italian economy, it can't be repaired without corporate sponsorships. More after this from Charlie. Like a lot of tourist cities, Rome is constantly under repair, including the famous Trevi Fountain, which lately has been surrounded by the somewhat less elegant Trevi Scaffolding.
I was hoping I could throw a coin in.
It's broken.
Apparently, throwing coins at a scaffold isn't as much fun and probably annoys the workers. But now, there's no need to throw coins because corporations are throwing the money. In fact, according to the sign out front, the newly refurbished Trevi Fountain is brought to you by the Italian fashion house Fendi.
Fendi, the new fragrance by Fendi.
And the Spanish Steps are getting a $2 million restoration brought to you by Bulgari.
Man in Black, the new fragrance, Bulgari.
And CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports the tourists seem okay with it.
It reminds me of being back home and it's the next Target Center or Gillette Stadium or...
It's part of Italy's so-called Art Bonus program, which allows businesses to pay for a landmark's repair in exchange for a 65% tax credit. The monuments will keep their names, but a courtesy plaque will be placed on their sides. Luxury shoe company Tod's is paying nearly $30 million to fix the Colosseum. Gladiators like Valentino Di Lorenzo, who runs Rome's oldest gladiator school, says he's grateful Tod's is stepping up, but he's angry the government let the Colosseum get to this state.
If the government have no money for the reconstruction of the Colosseum, is no good for us.
Yes, Rome still has gladiator schools. And obviously, if the Colosseum fell apart, it'd be very bad for business. But now, it's being fixed so slaves can continue fighting for their freedom. Courtesy of Todd Shoes. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.